We're continuing in Hilchos Chala. So we're in Yoredea, Siman Shin Chav He, Sif Beis. So this is a topic, excuse me, that we discussed already in Shin Chav Gimel. So we're going to do a little review and then see what it says over here. And the topic is Mukaf. Mukaf means that when you separate Trumas and Maestros, or when you separate Challah, it has to be, Mukaf has to be nearby. Okay, what does that mean nearby? That we did not discuss when we did Shin Chav Gimel. That we're going to discuss today. Now, there are a number of sources. The Mishnah, in the end of the first paragraph, Challah, talks about Challah and Trumah have to be Mina Mukaf. Challah, Perek Beis, Mishneh Ches discusses Mukaf. Maseches, Maaser Sheni, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Yud Beis. All these things discuss the concept of Mukaf, that when you separate Trumas and Maasers or you separate Challah, they have to be near each other. It means I can't have half the cucumbers there and half the cucumbers somewhere else. Okay, and same thing with the dough. Now, where does this come from? This comes from a pasuk. This we already discussed. We'll go through it briefly. A pasuk in Parshas Korach, Perek Yuches, pasuk Chof Tes, Mikol Matnosechen Tarimu, as Mikdasho Mimen, and Yushalmi in Trumos, Perek Beis, Alacha Aleph, tells us that Truma Gedola, as opposed to Trumas Meiser, Truma Gedola, Ein Ani Teles, Ela Min HaMukaf, it has to be taken Min HaMukaf. It has to be separated from things that are together and in front of you. There's a big discussion, major league, Machlokas Rishonim. Is this a din d'oraisa or is this a din d'rabbana? Regardless, the consensus of opinion is that it is only lechatchila. B'di'evet, if you didn't follow this halacha, so you may have been mevatel a mitzvah d'oraisa, but b'di'evet, it works even if you did not nubin amukav half the dough is here and half the dough is next door. Half the cucumbers are here, half the cucumbers are next door. Okay, we've discussed this back in Shin Chav Gimel. Okay, now, in Shin Chav Gimel we learned that the din of separating challah min hamukaf is by challahs Eretz Yisrael, which officially, at least used to be, d'oraisa. But challahs chutz la'aretz, there the halacha says, basically, that it does not need to be min ha mukaf. Okay, only chalas Eretz Yisrael, not chalas chutz la'aretz. Now, if you look here in Shin Chav He Beis, says the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Chav He Beis, im yesh b'kol isa kishi'ur. Okay, so Sif Aleph, which we didn't do yet, that we'll do next week. Sif Aleph discusses, I have two doughs that are not, neither one is enough to be chayiv and challah. And I want to put the two together to be chayiv and challah. What do I need to do to put it together? So we're going to learn about putting it together, touching, or more than just touching, putting it in a basket together. That's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis is talking about, I have two doughs, and a two and a half, whatever the shear is, which we haven't discussed yet. Two big doughs. They're both chayiv individually. So miyesh b'kol isa kishi'ur. Each one has a shi'ur that it is chayiv in challah. V'rot l'afresh miyazul azul. But I don't want to separate from both. I just want to separate from one for both. It'll count for both. Ein tzarech lo tziruf kli. So I do not need to put it together in a kli. V'lo negia. And they do two doughs do not need to be touching. And the kaman should stay in the fun of, since the two of them are in front of him, mafrishin mizuazu. That's enough to separate from one or the other, as just as long as it is in front of him. I don't need to put them in the kli together. I don't need to have them touching. Okay, now, I missed one point from the Chelkas Binyamin we discussed last time. Okay, so here the Mechaber doesn't distinguish between Chalas Eretz Yisrael and Chalas Chutz La'aretz. And back in the Ramah that we saw in Siman Shin Chav Gimel, there the Ramah distinguished between two separate doughs and one dough that I separate. I have one huge dough and I separate it versus two doughs that were made separately. If I have one huge dough and then I separate it or I bake it, whatever, and then I forgot to be mafresh challah, I want to be mafresh challah later, there I do not need min hamukaf. It started out as one dough. But if it starts out as two doughs, the Rambam said, then even in chutz la'aretz you need to have min hamukaf. The two doughs need to be next to each other. And the Chalkas Binyamin said, over there in Shin Chav Gimel, that it's a svara. It's logical. Kev and Delonis Chayvu, since they did not reach a state of Chiyuv together, they were done separately, so then you can't be mafresh one on the other unless you have them next to each other. So it turns out like this. By Chalas Eretz Yisrael L'chatchilo, you're always limukaf. If it's one dough, even if it's one dough, you need minamukaf. Certainly if it's two doughs, you need minamukaf. And there's a third category, which we'll get to in a minute. In chutz la'aretz, if it starts as one dough, and then I separate it, I don't need minamukaf. I have my half, you have your half, you go next door, you go to your house, I tell you, I'll take care of the challah, don't worry. That's fine, even l'chatchila. It started out as one dough. However, if I make my dough, you make your dough, well, okay, two people, it gets more complicated, but if I have start out, I make two separate doughs, and I want to separate from one or the other, I need to have what's called mukaf. Now, what if I do a tziruf sab? So again, that's the story, you always need mukaf. What if in chutz la'aretz you have two separate doughs, but then you put them together in the same basket, and that's what creates the chiyuv together? Each one was not a shear. I put them together in a basket. Now they are a shear, and now I separate them again. I want to separate from one on the other. So that's a big machlokes, and the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Pesach, which we'll hope to see next week as well. Siman Tov Nun Zayin, there the Mishnah Berurah is machmir and says, no, you need min hamukaf, because it was not kneaded together. It did not start out as one unit. Okay, now, when the Machaber here says, you don't need Tziruf Kli and you don't need Negiah, you just need the two of them in front of you together. So that is the opinion of the Rosh. It's the Psak here of the Shulchan Aruch. We'll see it's the Psak of the Gra, and it seems to be the Ramah in Hilchos Pesach, Tov Nun Zayin, and the Mishnah Berurah. However, the Beis Yosef over here brings down a Sefer HaTruma. And the Sefer HaTruma says that even when each one individually is a proper shear, if I want to be mafresh from one and the other, it's not enough to have them in front of me, like the Shulchan Aruch says. The Sefer HaTruma says I need to put them together in a basket. And there's a huge Nekudas HaKesef in the next Siman, Siman Shin Chavav, and he seems to say that you need to have it in the same basket. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Halicha Shlomo, Hilchos Pesach, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Tes, he says that you should put them in the same kli to be concerned about this opinion, even though it is against the Shulchan Aruch and the Gra and others. There's another opinion in Psachim Adaf Mem Vav Amud Beis, the end of Dibur Maskil Hoel. I think it's the first Hoel. There's two Tosfos in there, Dibur Maskil Hoel, and there he brings down the reed that says if you want to separate from two separate doughs, one on the other, they need to be touching. That's the opinion of the reed. That means some Rishonim say, I have two separate doughs. Each one is chayiv individually. In order to separate from one on the other, they need to be touching. That's the reed. The Sefer HaTruma says they need to be together in a basket. Rishonim Zalman is machmer like that. According to the Rosh and the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch and the standard way, the standard halacha, is that no, like the Shulchan Aruch says, I don't need a kli, I don't need a giyah, I have the two of them in front of me, that's called mukaf, and that's okay. Now, the Gra over here, this is a very famous Gra Sif Katan Ches. It is rather huge. We'll do the first part. Look at the Gra Sif Katan Ches. Shin Chafei Sif Katan Ches. So he's commenting on the Mechaber. Kein kasu harash v'hatur. So the Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Rosh and the Tur. Uvedin zen istabchu ga'onei olam. The Gra wants to say that the great Rishonim made a mistake. That's how the Gra wants to say it. Ayin tosus nida dav zayin amin aleph dibur maschil umakefes v'arasham in chala perek beis Mishnah Dalet Tolsus and Pshachim, Daf Menvav on the base, so Ftiber Masra Hoel, Virosh, Umordechai Shem, Sefer Chuma, Herich, Bazet, Ma'od, Ayin Shah. All the Rishonim have a lengthy discussion about it, and the Gra wants to say that they're, in his words, confusing when I have two separate doughs that are each one not a shear. And I need to put them together to create a shear. I need them to be touching. I need them in a basket. I need to put them together, says the Gra. But that's not what's going on over here. No, it's hard to say that the great Rishonim, you know, they understood what they were talking about. But the Gra says he holds it's all a mistake. That old business of putting everything together is only when you need to create a shear, because I don't have a shear. This is half a shear. This is half a shear. I need to put it together. How do I put it together? But when I have two separate doughs, each one is a full-fledged shear, says the Gra, no, that's not what you need to do. You need to do what the Mechaber says. Kevin Sheshtei and the fun of they're in front of you, that's enough. I don't need to put them in a basket. I don't need them to be touching. So the Gra gives us all these marmakos. When we come up called Divrei HaRash, Hein Iker. The Iker is the Rash, says the Gra. Umasisin the Perikim of the Maestro Sheni, Misayato. So there's a Mishnah in Maestro Sheni, Perikim of Mishnah Yudbeis, which supports the Rosh. Mechenkos of Harash, which is a Rishon on the Mishnayos, and Chalashav, Ayin Shav. Umashe, because of so very base, we know St. Pachos, because they sheet the Korakos, we shall me, we should the Makbid al Ta'aruvasan. Okay, so now the Gra's telling us this. Let's say I have two separate doughs are not the same. The two separate doughs, this one I put in garlic, and this one I put in onions. This one is sweet, this one is not sweet. If they're two separate doughs, so there's a Mishnah that says if one of the doughs is tahor and one of the doughs is tameh, and you want to separate from one or the other, you have to concoct a situation where they're touching. Now, you don't really want them to be touching because then one can make the other one tameh, but you have to figure out how to make them touch in a way that won't make it tameh. Fine, that's all discussion over there. So says the Gra. So people say, oh, you see, if I want to separate from one or the other, they have to be touching. Says the Gra, no. The only time that they're touching was their two separate doughs, and I don't want them together. Because this is Tahor, and this is Tameh. And that's what the Ramah, in the next Siman, Shin Chavav, Sif Aleph, he talked about, this one is a spicy dough, this one is a sweet dough, this one is a Harif dough. They're separate doughs with separate tastes, I don't want them together. Ooh, now it's not so simple. Now you want to separate from one or the other when they have different tastes? That's when you need to put them together, have them touching. And that's what the Mishnah is referring to over there. That's how the Gra understands that Mishnah over there, and that we'll get to when we get to Siman Shin Chavav. Oh, not everyone agrees to that, but about that the Chalkas Binyamin holds that is proper. I have two separate doughs with two separate tastes, so if I want to separate from one or the other, I should have them touching.
Then you separate them.
But there I have to have them touching because they're two separate tastes, and I'm basically makbid. I don't want to mix the two together. They're two different tastes. So that's where the Gra agrees they have to be touching, and that's how he understands that Mishnah that talks about the tar and the tameh and somehow making them touch. Other Rishonim say, oh, you see, to separate from one or the other, you need mukha. Mukha means it needs to be touching. Says the Gra, no, from there you learn the opposite. From there you learn only has to be touching if it's two doughs that you dafka don't want together. I don't want them together. I want them separate. This one's sweet, this one's sour. I don't want them together. You want to separate from one or the other, then you need mukaf, and mukaf in such a case would mean touching. Fine. But in a regular case, he says, it doesn't need to be touching at all, and he vehemently disagrees with Rishonim over there. Now he's going to lay down, okay, so he says, because Rishonim Shem should the makbid al tarubasan, they're the only reason it needs to be touching, because I don't want them together. K'moshe echtov lamata va'adraba misham raya. And there, that which they bring a riot for them, he says, is the opposite. It's a riot that it does not need to be touching, unless you don't want the two together. Fine. Now, here is the punchline of the Gra. This is a very famous Gra. There are three dinim, three scenarios of mukaf. One, imheim below kli klal, ein tzarech afilu negiyah, v'afilu rechokim habayis mitzarfan. If I have dough, and the dough is not in a kli, the dough is on the table over here, table over there, that table, the other table, it's all in one bayis, okay, which is explained to be a room. It's all in the same room. The room combines all the doughs. That's called mukaf. Again, assuming that each one, which was kneaded separately, has its own shear. It doesn't create a shear. It enables me to be mafresh from one on the other. I need mukaf, lechatchila. But the evidence, I don't even need mukaf. But lechatchila, I need mukaf. That's called mukaf. They're in the same room. As long as it's not in the kli, it's called mukaf. That's category number one, according to the Gra. Category number two. Ve'im heim betoch kli. But if the doughs are in a kli, upsuchim milamala, and the kli is open on top, let's say in my house, we have these huge bowls, and that's where the dough goes inside the bowl. So if you have big doughs, and they're in big bowls, they're in bowls, and as long as the bowls are open on top, shrichin hakafa, so you need mukaf. What does it mean? Bukiruv unigias kalim ahadadi. Vezeh min hamukaf. Kamo eim akifin shtei chavios. Kamo shikas of Rashi, v'sof perakishem, in sota, and daf lam. If I have two big doughs, each one is a shear, but I only want to separate from one onto the other, with one I'm going to be potter both of them, I need to put the two bowls so that the two bowls are touching each other. The doughs don't need to touch. If each one is half a shear, then the doughs itself need to be stuck together. But each dough alone is enough of a shear. But I don't want to separate twice. I only want to separate once. The two bowls, which are open on top, must be touching. As long as the two bowls are touching, they're open on top. If the doughs are not touching, but the bowls are touching, that's category number two. That's called mukaf.
You don't want them to mix. They're two different tastes.
No. They're the same taste, but I made them separately because it was too much. My mixer didn't fit so much. Okay? That's category number two. So category number one, if it's not in a kli, as long as it's in the same room, it's called mukaf. I can be mafresh from one or the other. Again, each one is a full-fledged shear. I only want to be mafresh once, not five times from the five different doughs that I made. That's fine if it's in the same room, not in the kli. If it's in an open kli, the kalim must be next to each other and touching, says the Gra. In category three, ve'im heim stumim, if the bowls are closed, they're not open on top, afilu negia lo mahani. So once the bowls are closed, you put the dough in a sealed jar, a sealed container. Once the dough is in a sealed container, it's out of the mukaf game. It is not mukaf. Lechatchila, again, b'di'evet, you can be yotzei without mukaf. But lechatchila, there's a din mukaf, certainly in chalas, Eretz Yisrael. Chalas chutzlaretz, if it was needed separately, we also have a din mukaf. And if it's in sealed containers, I need to open up the seal and put the containers next to each other so that they are touching. That's the last piece of the category three over here of the Bira Gra. V'imem stumim afilu negia lo mahani, doesn't help. Kamosha kosta v'per gimot amai sesheni atchelo gafon. There it talks about, and barrels, if I seal the barrel, then I have to separate from each one individually. I can't separate from one on all of them because I sealed the barrel. Once I sealed the barrel, it's not, I'm lacking mukaf. V'chein posku haramba, v'shulchan aruch, b'siman shin lamed aleph, sif chaf vav. So if you look quickly, shin lamed aleph, sif chaf vav. So that's basically what the Shulchan Aruch says over there regarding separating Shumas and Ma'as. Shin Lamed Aleph is Shumas and Ma'as. Siman Chav Hei, we actually did when we did Shin Chav Gimel, talks about the Din Min HaMukaf by Shuma Gedola. And in Chav Vav talks about if the barrels are sealed, then you have to separate from each one individually. It's not called Mukaf. And the Shach over there, Sivkat and Mbeis, the Mechaber doesn't use the word Mukaf in Sif Chavav. He does in Sif Chavei, he does not in Sif Chavav, and the Shach in Sif Chavei and the base fills in the details that we're talking about Mukaf. Okay. Now, the Halicha Shlomo, on Hilchos Pesach, where Shlomo Zalman, or written about the Hanhagas of Shlomo Zalman Orbach, tells us something unbelievable over here. And he says like this, this is the beginning of Perek 9. Perek Chi'i, Seder Lel Pesach. Hachanas Hamatzos. Says Halicha Shlomo. Somoch Leknisas Hachag. Right before Pesach. Now, a lot of people, when they bake matzos, I think this is terrible. I had this one. To open up my Shemara Matzah, it says, challah was not separated. That is a recipe for disaster. I think it's terrible. I want them to separate challah. I don't want to open up a box. What if I would have opened up the box at night? Boom. I'm in big trouble. Okay, which we'll try to discuss next week, all the details of that. But it's a balagan. Okay, but there are many people that they want to do their own hafrasha. Beautiful. I mean, it's a recipe for disaster, but okay. So sad, what did Shlomo Zalman do? Samach l'knisas hachag, right before, around candle lighting time, right before Shkia. Of Leil Pesach, Nohag Rabbeinu l'hafrish challah, he would have some matzahs, or dough, I think matzah, no, not, it can't be dough, it's Leil Pesach. He would have matzahs that challah was not yet separated, and he would separate challah from his matzah, and have in mind to pater all the matzahs all over Eretz Yisrael for all the people that forget to separate, that forgot to separate challah from their matzah. No, Gremir Lavrish challah avor eile sheshachachu ad az lahafrish. Anyone who forgot has not yet separated their challah. It's about to become yomtiv, and you're going to have a big problem. He's mafrish challah from his matzah, and has a mind to pater all the matzahs in Eretz Yisrael that need hafrasha. Woo! Unbelievable. Now, how does that work? So, now, he didn't like this. I mean, l'chatchila. And he didn't want people to rely on it. It works. Mukaf. We said mukaf is only din l'chatchila. Mukaf is din l'chatchila. B'di'evet, you don't need mukaf. This is a b'di'evet situation. The guy's going to go into Pesach, and he's going to have challahs that are tevel, that weren't separated challah. They're not kosher. You can't eat them. Whatever. So maybe they're heterim to be mafresh challah on yantar. That's all discussion, which we'll hopefully get to next week. So that's what he would do to be pater to everyone. How does it work? So on the bottom, in Devar Halacha, at the end of Sif, whatever, Sif Katan Beis, he explains, we hold Zach in the Adam. We hold Zach in the Adam Shlobafanav. I can acquire for you a winning lottery ticket. Zach in the Adam Shlobafanav, without your knowledge. I can't acquire for you a losing parking ticket. Mm-hmm. Now over here, maybe I can't go to your house and be mafresh challah for you without your knowledge. Okay, we'll learn about that. Because you don't know about it. You're losing something, maybe. But over here, you're not losing anything. I'm losing. I'm taking from my matzah and being mafresh for everybody else in the country. So you are, it's win-win. You're not losing anything. You're winning. So you're not losing anything. You're only gaining that you now have kosher matzahs. I'm taking from my own matzah for you. And again, we said the shear doesn't really matter. You can even separate a mashu. The Ramah says the minig is a kezias. Okay, that's the whole discussion, which we already had in Shincha Beis. And that's how Rosh Shlomo Zalman, he held that it is incumbent upon the Rav of each city to do such a thing so that you are saving people from trouble. And then he has a whole story where some family came to him and told him about the Balagan. And he says, okay, I was mafresh for you. You can eat your matzahs, and how happy they were. And he saved their matzahs. And that's, okay, so that is Yoredei HaShin Chafei Sif Beis.